Can you talk about the work you've done with Abraxane?
Sure. So Abraxane is an interesting new drug, and the development of the drug is really predicated on trying to enhance the efficacy of taxane therapy in general and somehow deleting the side effects that we've often associated with it. And specifically, when you look at paclitaxel, which is a very active drug, there's not been a lot of convincing data that as you escalate the dose, you necessarily enhance anti-tumor effect. But what is clear is that you increase the dose, you do get increased side effects. And some of those side effects are not only related to the actual anti-cancer drug per se, but rather the vehicle that the drug is delivered with, in this case, Cremafor. And with docetaxel, which has its own vehicle, usually tween 80, you see some of the same side effects. And we know with Cremafor, as an example, because of the hypersensitivity reactions, it necessitates giving steroid premedication, which isn't always something that patients either like or that physicians like because it can cause its own set of problems. You can also cause neurotoxicity, which has been associated with Cremafor, and you can enhance the myelosuppression that's seen with paclitaxel. And then finally, you can actually offset the anti-tumor effect of the drug itself because it's been demonstrated that you actually develop micelle formation. So I guess crudely put, you sort of get clumping of the chemotherapy drug as opposed to enhanced delivery of the drug into the target. So that's the rationale for trying to develop a new compound. And Abraxane is actually nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, and one could sort of simplistically think of it as paclitaxel enmeshed in albumin nanoparticles. And the albumin makes sense because it's a natural carrier protein that we all have, and more recent work has suggested that there's actually a way of facilitating uptake of albumin through the endothelium into the interstitium and actually preferentially into tumor tissue as a result of receptors for albumin, specifically referred to as albondin or GP60. So when the actual anti-cancer drug, in this case paclitaxel, is attached to albumin, you actually get preferential uptake through the vascular endothelium into the interstitium, and actually it's been demonstrated that equidoses of Taxol versus Abraxane, there's more of the Abraxane actually in the tumor tissue. And then obviously not having Cremafor, there's no need for steroid premedication.